You're listening to RadioVolta.org, a project of the Philadelphia Independent Media Center. If you have AOL Instant Messenger, you can instant message us to Volta Radio. This song don't need violence for backup. Tune in to RadioVolta.org every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. to get Mothers on a Mission, organizational movement on a mission to combat growing violence and self-destruction of communities.
Toll free order number 1-800. Testicle 1-2.
Boy likes the girl.
Testicle 1-2.
The boy she likes. Yeah. The boy that dance with the boys.
Mic one is working. Testicle 1-2. The phallic looking penile microphone is working. All mics are working. The Reverend is in, starting in a couple of minutes.
Play with the girls that dance with the girls, but the boys won't dance.
Testes 1-2, the Reverend is in. Microphones are working. Testicle 1-2. Testes 1-2, the Reverend is in. The microphones are working.
Oh, the chrysalis in your palm. See a
tapers and lay broadcasters and anyone else who gives a fuck. Thank you.
It won't do you any harm. It's just trying to rearrange. Found a liver day, now it flies up from your hand. It's beautiful, it's the one they call your ever loving man. Wolves have carried your babies away, or your kids drip from their teeth. The nights are long and the days bitter cold. Like a penitent on the mad vibrating sand. Into your teeth, arranged to meet your midnight mail. Everybody's coming around my place. Everybody's coming around. As I sleep, treat me gentle when I wake.
Are we ready?
Disturb me when I sleep.
The Reverend is in with Reverend McBurn and guests. Just say when and we'll start.
Even though your body aches to serve at his command.
Hi. I just want to welcome you to the show, and I'm really glad to be here. And, Mama, I know you're running for vice president, but you said I could talk if I come in here and come clean. And I don't care how I come as long as I do. Mama, stop hitting me. Just because you're running for vice president, why can't we bond like the mothers and daughters in the douche commercials? I want to have my baby. I know it's just a fetus. Ah, stop! Stop! stop beating me. I'm gonna get on the McCain bus instead of riding with you.
Shut up, little bitch. Or I'll aerial hunt your ass on my next excursion. You are going to come clean on the show. I checked it out in advance, and he is a clergyman and a broadcaster. And you, little public embarrassment, are not gonna fuck up my campaign. You are going to do as you're told, and you are going to repent, and you are going to break the tradition of the exceptionally horny and photo-bucketed chopped Palin family. And now, we're gonna start off with a song called Pandora's Box, although it's more like a song about your box. This is Pandora's Box by Dream Aria. And don't forget to support me as I run for vice president.
Please. Goodbye world, hello banker, it's hell on earth, it ain't that bad, goodbye world, hello This is Dr. Greed. And when I'm not leaving my clinic looking like a hurricane that struck a landfill, or sticking my gold chains and hairy chest in patients' faces, or laughing at women who have Medicaid and denying them services, I like to play one of my favorite bands called Toxic Narcotic, especially this very special song that I love by them, entitled Parasite.
Everywhere by my money, hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Throw it, show it, diamonds, I can throw it by hand. hair's too short.
This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live Sunday nights at RadioVolta.org and archived at radio4all.net, and updates, details, links, goodies, and playlists always at ReverendBookburn.com. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. To write to the Reverend for feedback to already done shows, input to forthcoming themed shows, or to send cartoons or music videos, requests for exorcisms or reverse exorcisms, or any reason except sending spam, unless it's the hilarious Jesus spam that continues to roll in to this day, write to RevBookburn at sjcdc.org. Happy 420, everybody, and please remember that we are trying to be responsible for at least 10,000 more sales of AKA Tommy Chung, because that was the number of DVDs seized, in other words, stolen by the Gestapo people in the Drug Enforcement Agency. Hello to Jello Biafra and all of the folks at AlternativeTentacles.com. Please remember that the boycott of the corporate scab version of the dead Kennedys remains. And hello to Dr. Susan Block, legendary sexologist and sex positive alternative to Dr. Laura. And you can check out her blogs at drsusanblock.com/blog. A big thank you to Pastor Rex Cat, Murgatroyd Productions, Mr. Scott, Philadelphia Independent Media Center, Lava Zone, Radio for All, Baby Jesus Butt Plug, Hippie John, Mr. Z, and of course our in-house, whatever they do, Pastor Whoremaster, and John the Craptus. This is a pioneering, diverse presentation to push independent media to its utmost possibilities. Like George W. Numbnuts, war criminal, Enron Ho, corporate stooge, Taliban wannabe, fetal-worshipping, piss-poor impersonator of Forrest Gump Bush, God speaks through me.
It's the name of the girl.
That was a reminder from the lower power to not forget to put on a show for the spies. It's time for open curtain exhibitionism and kink. The Lord commandeth ye.
Okay, you heard the following. Thank you, Mr. Scott, for that recording of the often used introduction. of what I have done for years manually. You heard the Dickies doing Hair. Toxic Narcotic did Parasite. Crass did Systematic Death from their Penis Envy CD. Benedict Arnold and the Traitors did Hello Baghdad from their Star Spangled Bummer CD. Aquaturbi did Erotica from the Love, Peace, and Poetry series. This edition CD entitled Chilean Psychedelic Music. Before that, Dream Aria did Pandora's Box, and of course started off with the introduction from Governor Sarah Palin, now vice presidential candidate, and her daughter Bristol Palin and her fetus, with background music by Robert Fripp and Brian Eno from the Equatorial Stars release. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is McCain's Penis Pity Party and Those Horny Pollens. And we have two of them right here. Thank you to Sarah Palin. And we're seeing her for real. We're not seeing a photo-chopped picture or something changed, enhanced, or altogether forged, but the real her is, and daughter Bristol and her fetus. Hello. And we have the ultimate Bible banger, and that's probably literally because he's been banging on the microphones and just about anything he can grind himself against. Reverend Banger, welcome. And, of course, Dr. Frankenstein is here to tell us how exactly he created the McCain brain. All of that is to come tonight on The Reverend Is In. Next Sunday night, September 14th, 2008, we will be on the air again to do a very special themed show, Taliban Pregnancy Counseling. One of the many, many things that the Taliban has in common with the hardcore religious Christian extremists of America is their notion of the fetus and their hostility towards contraception, abortion, the emergency contraceptive pill or the morning after pill, sexual orientation, adult erotic entertainment, any kind of adult sexuality, except, of course, when they do it in secret because they're repressed, internally conflicted closet skanks who lie and cheat and misrepresent themselves and are the ultimate of our species hypocrites. But since the Taliban and the American Christian Taliban have that in common and counsel similar propagandistic bullshit in their pregnancy counseling centers, we thought we'd have a lot of fun with that, and we are going to. And that is next Sunday night, September 14th, Taliban Pregnancy Counseling. And it'll also be an extension of this theme, since the subject has come up, thanks to our guest, one of our guests, Bristol Palin, keeping the horny Palin family tradition going, and is taking up a good amount of space here in this little tiny studio in beautiful West Philadelphia. So that will be next week. Other shows coming up include Bush's unemployment application or disabilities claim. And of course, for November, Erection Day and Happy Spanksgiving. No guests lined up yet, but it's very possible there will be a brave soul from out among our species. In December, of course, another traditional show, the Reverend's annual Holiday Tree and Balls special. And we'll have our annual New Year's show / Reverend Bookburn's anniversary celebration, celebrating what will be the 8th anniversary of the show. And after Inauguration Day of whoever from one of the two corporate parties, we will have the trial of George W. Bush. It may not be a reality, and they might not actualize the new book by Manson prosecutor Vincent Bugliosi of the same name, but we're going to do the trial that should happen, and that's going to be even more than one show, because with the music and the content, it's going to be a couple of shows. So that will be a series starting next January. And, oh, shitloads more to come. We're going to have a lot of fun in the next few months. And, of course, we're going to have unlimited radio and comedy material thanks to this pre-Erection Day season. And we have great guests lined up in the future, not to denigrate the guests that we had in the past, of course. And speaking of that, many thanks for the feedback to last Sunday's show, the 40th anniversary of the Yippie Festival of Life in Chicago. And, of course, that historic 1968 action, brutal police reaction and subsequent trial and the subsequent books by Abby Hoffman, Paul Krasner, and others. The feedback to that show is well appreciated, and it's now available at Radio 4 All, Radio Numeral 4 All.net for free, as always, and available anytime. And we're extending that. We're going to play some of what couldn't fit on the Mighty playlist from last Sunday night. And we're also going to extend the intention of last week's show, which was not just to reflect on the Yippies and Chicago 1968, but also to entertain the activist troops who were at the two conventions this year and getting all kinds of unbelievable repression, brutality, preemptive arrests, preemptive raids, even arresting journalists, including Amy Goodman from Democracy Now! And so we want to kind of help them heal and provide a lot of entertainment and validation for them. And so lots of uplift to do tonight. And let's see, we'll do announcements, some quick stuff, and get on with the show. Okay, before we deal with the horny pollens, we want to deal with the insane one. It's kind of hard to say which he is more of, if he is more of an insane person, or if he's more of a kind of a idiot savant type, like Bush himself. And they are close to being totally identical. And so we're going to talk to Dr. Frankenstein in a bit about how exactly he made the McCain brain. And we know that he went through to great lengths to invent this insidious brain. And more than the brain, though, we want to explore the sad demise and the death of the functioning of his penis. Now, we know that he's a cheater, like most moralizing hypocrites and family values and abstinence peddlers. So it's very public that he cheated against his adoring wife. But we want to know how he did it, and we're going to explore that later. Like, how does the sexually dysfunctional cheat? And maybe Dr. Frankenstein can also give some insight into that as well. And so all of that is to come. We have very special guests, Bristol Pollen, who's taking up half of the room, her mother, Sarah Pollen, the dominatrix of presidential candidate John McCain. We have Dr. Frankenstein himself to talk about inventing the McCain brain. And we have to represent the rather extreme Christian view, Reverend Banghur. So all of that is going to come after the second set of tunes. I wanted to answer a question that somebody emailed about. Didn't they go to Chicago in 1968 for the intent of creating confrontations and riots and what have you? And the answer is no. As we pretty much completely covered on the show last week, the intention was kind of a putting on a Woodstock a year in advance, presenting the rock and roll culture of the time, the counterculture of the time, in contrast to the convention of death, as they called it, since both corporate parties represented the war machine. And so the intention was not to riot. The police report and the official Walker report officially acknowledged the response, the brutal, insane response, as a police riot. But the media and the corporate media and the bullshit artists of today's corporate media, most notably Fox and the History Channel, which was quite inappropriately named, would have you believe that they did go out for that purpose. However, that did happen a year later. The anger and rage over what happened in Chicago and the subsequent trial led to an action where they did intend to initiate a confrontation, and a actual physical battle led by the Weather Underground, and that was called the Days of Rage in 1969. And maybe we'll do an informative 40th anniversary show on that next year. But that is in response to the question. I figured if somebody asked it, then other people must be thinking it or wondering that as well. All right. Let's see. My voice is kind of shot to shit this weekend, and I am ready to play another set of tunes. Stay tuned to hang out with our guests. We are lamenting the loss of functioning of John McCain's penis, which makes it even scarier that his fingers will be near the nuclear button. And we're acknowledging the horny Pollens who are here and ready to get into the show. I can't quite describe the look on Sarah's face. We'll explore why she has that facial expression when we come back. This is a track by a band that played at many legalized marijuana smoke-in and many other events like it that were organized at the time by the Yippies in the earliest days, and many other political actions as well. Friend of John Lennon and Yoko Ono, and probably best known for playing the Free John Sinclair benefit concert with Lennon and Ono. From his Have a Marijuana CD, this is David Peel and the Lower East Side doing I Like Marijuana.
We have the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, and a new one for 1968, the Pot Party. Baby President of the United States! And I promise you, I won't be ahead! Yeah. Make me president of the United States, my fellow Americans, and I promise you, I shall make the clap a childhood disease. Yeah. Make me president of the United States, and I promise you I'll pardon every chicken. Make me president, and I won't even tell him I'm Jewish. Make me president of the United States. I promise you more foreign aid without taxes to Mexico. We will buy more marijuana from them. I like marijuana, you like marijuana, we like marijuana too. Marijuana, 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 marijuana. I like marijuana, but you like marijuana, we like marijuana too. I want to be a hippie, got to get stoned on marijuana. I want to be a runaway, got to leave home for marijuana. Remember the teeny bop spiffing airplane glue? Marijuana. He used to freak out in Central Park Zoo. Marijuana. I wanna get high, but I never know why. Here comes the cop, I got to say goodbye for marijuana. 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 I like marijuana, but you like marijuana. We like marijuana too. I want to be a pusher on the Lower East Side for marijuana. I want to be a pusher, got to get you high on marijuana. It's my life and I do what I want. Marijuana. It's my life and I do what I can't. Marijuana. I want to smoke pot and I want to smoke a lot. But here comes my father, the marijuana cop. Marijuana. 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 I like marijuana, but you like marijuana. We like marijuana too. Golden Panamanian red. Marijuana. The bigger the bank account, the higher the head. Marijuana. I want to get down and I want to be alone. But here comes my father, the family in mourning. Marijuana. Marijuana too. Hi.
titties like you wanted me, calling me all the time like Blondie. Check out my Chrissy behind, it's fine all of the time, like sex on the beaches. What else is in the teachers of peaches? Huh, what? On my titties like you wanted me, calling me all the time like Bondi. Check out my Chrissy behind, it's fine all over the time. What else is in the teachers of peaches? Like sex on the beaches.
Fuck the pain away. Fuck the pain away.
Speaking of Satan, I was watching Rush Limbaugh the other day. Doesn't Rush Limbaugh remind you of one of those gay guys who likes to lay in a tub while other men pee on him? Am I the only one? Can't you see his fat body in a tub while Reagan, Quayle, and Bush just stand around pissing on him, and he can't, his little piggly wiggly dick can't get hard. I can't get hard. Reagan, pee in my mouth. Well, how's that, Rush? Still can't get hard, so they call in Barbara Bush. She takes her pearls off, puts them up his ass, then squats over him, undoes her girdle. Her wrinkled, flaccid labia unfolds halfway down to her knees like some ballless scrotum. Uh, uh, She squeezes out a link into his mouth. Finally, his dick gets half hard. Oh! A little clear bubble forms on the end with a maggot inside. The maggot pops the bubble and runs off and joins a pro-life group somewhere. Am I the only one who sees that, or I'm not? Oh. Thank God I'm not alone. Thank God I had the insight to notice Rush Limbaugh is a scat muncher. He munches scat. Jesus, Bill. I'm so proud of that little dark poetry there. I came up with the word scat muncher, and it went from there, and I just immediately thought of Rush.
Halliburton Ernie, and it's such a delight to be on the show tonight with Reverend Bookburn, Governor and Vice Presidential Candidate Palin, little Bristol Palin, and her fetus, Dr. Frankenstein, and Reverend Banghur. And it's just a joy to see all of the good and happy vibrations in this room. And I just want to show that our hearts are in the right place by playing an old song from the early years, around the mid-1960s, by the Fugs, because we don't want the CIA to feel left out of all of this fun. This is Halliburton Ernie introducing the Fugs, doing CIA Man.
Who can kill a general in his bed? Da-da. Overthrow dictators if they're red. Fucking amen.
CIA.
CIA man.
Fucking CIA.
Oh, who can find the counter agents quick?
CIA.
Especially the ones themselves are picked.
CIA.
Fucking amen.
CIA.
CIA man.
CIA.
Oh, who can plan a riot in Vietnam? Who can have the troops restore the calm? Fucking amen.
CIA.
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 Who?
Change the cabinet without a switch.
CIA.
Fucking a man.
CIA.
CIA man.
Fucking a CIA.
Who can get a budget that's so great?
CIA.
Who will be the 51st
CIA?
Fucking a man.
Fucking a man.
CIA. Who can cipher anything to zeros? Not well known, but simply well paid heroes. Sugar from the sky, pour in LSD and put it back. Fucking a man,
CIA
man,
CIA man.
Who can squash republics like bananas? If they do not like their social manners, fucking a man. Gorillas by the dozen. Send them out to kill their untrained cousins.
Fucking a man.
CIA man.
CIA man.
Who's the agency well known to God? The one that copped his staff and copped his rod. Fucking a man.
Okay, you heard the Prisoners doing Imagine. Before that, the Fugs did CIA Man. Nob Dylan and his Nob Salutes did Subterranean Homesick Blues. Bill Hicks did Rush Limbaugh from his Rant in E Minor comedy CD. Yes, it's been a good weekend. Peaches did Fuck the Pain Away and started off with David Peel and the Lower East Side doing I Like Marijuana. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is McCain's Penis Pity Party and those horny pollens. They sure are. And I don't see the pollens. Speaking of horny pollens, is she still beating her daughter? She is. For fetus-obsessed, anti-choice, theocratic woman, she sure is taking a tremendous risk, continuously beating on her daughter, which we have directly observed here. And I don't know, I think Governor Sarah is exhibiting all kinds of weird symptoms, possibly including but not limited to borderline personality disorder, but that's only speculative, and of course only a doctor can issue a diagnosis. So anyway, if they come back to us, we'll talk to them. But I want to talk to you, Dr. Frankenstein, if you can stop staring over there and watching this impersonation of the wrestling show in the other room. You are the person responsible for the brain of John McCain. So exactly what did you do, and why did you make it so fucking crazy? I mean, this guy's going to blow, like, in a big way. You just see it building up, and you can always tell in advance when that's going to happen. And he's giving, on a scale to 100, he's given about a solid 95% red flag. So how exactly did you invent this brain?
Well, I didn't. Invent the brain. I mean, the presidential candidate always had a brain, if you want to call it that. But after his debriefings from his POW days, we saw how much he tended the bullshit about those days and about pretty much everything else, and we thought that we can't have that. We only want him to bullshit in the ways that we want him to. So as a government scientist, and I did a lot of work for Nixon and under Reagan, during more of the covert wars and our allied governments that we pumped up, who were wildly into torture and special how do you say it today, enhanced interrogations. So, when we were debriefing McKean, we decided that the brain was not only severely deficient, but also not under our control as much as we would like it to be, and we knew he was going to go places, especially when he latched on to Cindy like a tick. So when we worked on his brain, we took parts of other brains, and it's a procedure we're still trying to work the kinks out of, but we figured, well, his dick doesn't work anyway, so we want his mental dysfunction that's going to result from that to not channel itself in sexual means, but to put him more in a Caligula kind of head, ready for warfare and possibly nuclear warfare. So we took parts of J. Edgar Hoover's brain, and some of the other great men of our time, and then we modified it to the state that it's in today, every 3 to 5 years.
Can you explain to us what modify every 3 to 4 years is? Are there elements of other brains in John McCain?
You're right, Reverend. This microphone does look like a dick. Yes. That is what I'm telling you, except that now we don't wait for people to be dead necessarily. What we chose to do is, make it so that John McCain is now a combination of the brains of Ronald Reagan, Dan Quayle, and George W. Bush. And we realized that we were enhancing an already alarming degree of stupidity and ineptitude, but we thought better that way to control him because we want him battle ready and under our control.
I see. When you say that, who is our when you say our control?
Well, I can't answer that entirely, but those of us who historically have always pulled the strings, and I mean, that's not to suggest, of course, that we control everything, but we do control presidents, legislatures, the underlings at the Pentagon and the State Department, and talk to Donald Rumsfeld because he could explain to you the bigger picture better than I could. Those of us in a position like mine are on a need-to-know basis. So, I think in all of the years that I've worked on McCain's brain and a few others, we have met no more than a dozen of our peers and colleagues and fellow researchers for the purpose of evil research, of course. So I just do what I'm told, and we were told that we wanted him to be Reagan brain dominant, and so that's what we did. And then when W came along and we saw how much of a hoe he was for the Carlyle Group, the Saudi oil families, Enron, Halliburton, all oil interests actually, and the forces of religious extremism, we thought, well, we should definitely infuse a lot of W. Bush brain into this man as well. And the product is what you heard the other night on television, so we're pretty proud of our work.
Okay, well, thank you for clarifying the origin of the insane McCain brain, and I'd like to invite you to come back on this show, because now that it's political season leading up to our great Erection Day show, there will probably be more questions that come from the book burners, and we want to be able to answer them.
All right. Happy to do it. I'll be back.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Frankenstein. Let's talk to Reverend Banghur, who's also enthralled by the beating that is still ongoing between Sarah Palin and her daughter. And I don't know, should we, like, intervene, or... This is kind of freaking me out. Plus, they're fucking up the other room. And there's a lot of good CDs in there. But more importantly, I want Bristol to be okay. Not because I'm one of these fetus freaks, but because I just don't think anybody should be harmed at the hands of a deranged psychopath and borderline.
You call yourself a reverend. You've been broadcasting some of the most filthy and revolting music, and I don't even call it music, that I have ever heard in my life. You don't worry about what the vice president is doing, and she is the vice president. She will be. It is a given, so we might as well call her that now. And she is only administering Christian discipline. She's not doing anything fancy with anal feather dusters or ticklers. She's doing true, raw, reddening Christian discipline on her daughter, and she needs it because she is a harlot. She is a sinner, and she needs that kind of discipline. Now, I know that my ministry and many other of the decent ministries, not the ones like Reverend Book Burns, but true ministries, have fought for many years to shit can privacy and to shit can the rights of adults to be sexual beings with other adults. Whatever sexual orientation or whatever you want to call it, we have fought against birth control, abortion, sex education. We have fought against adult entertainment. We have fought to control books, libraries, movies, videos, music lyrics, ad nauseum. And still, there is all this carrying on that's going on in our nation. But even though we have fought so hard against privacy and rights, in this one case, and I want to be perfectly clear, in this one case only, unless one of the Bush girls gets knocked up, but in this one case only, we consider this to be a private family matter. I'm not talking about the privates. I'm talking about this issue for this time only being a private family matter. When it's one of us or one of our kids, it has to be a private family matter because we're too busy fucking with everybody else's family, everybody else's rights, trying to make public policy for all in this diverse nation, and trying to keep the mistresses and hired sex workers and other people that we fuck on the side and deeply in secret to remain a secret. So again, I repeat that now it is a private family matter. If it happens to you, it is not. But with the good Pollen family having this one embarrassment in their bad seed, this is a private family matter. Just like all of the great public officials of the Republican Party have been saying, and just like all legitimate ministries, not like this crazy show, and all of the decent, moral, family values, abstinence preaching ministries have been saying all along, it's never private for anybody, except in this case, because we're too busy to watch our own, or ourselves.
Okay, thank you, Reverend Banghur, for clarifying the situation between the Pollens, and, there's just one thing I want to take issue with about the intervention and the administering Christian discipline, which does look a little bit, I know this offends you, but it does look a little bit like an unconsensual form of kink, or at least it started off that way. Like, this is beyond, like, light and playful S&M. This is, like, really, like, twisted, you know, horror movie shit. This is like the bullshit representation of kink that's on retard shows like Law and Order, or worse, if there's such a thing as worse. Actually, this looks downright abusive and criminal. So the one thing I would take issue with is maybe you should rethink this non-intervention. And even if you do believe that she deserves all this shit that's happening in the next room and still is happening, maybe just because you're so obsessed with the fetus and even want to give it healthcare coverage, or at least until it's born, then maybe you should go in there just for the fetus, not for Bristol, and stop this merciless marathon of a beating that is happening here in beautiful Lava Zone, home of the Philadelphia Independent Media Center and Radio Volta. All right. My voice is even more shot to shit. And I'm ready to do the third set, which is going to begin with a track from the live CD, Live in Winterland, 1968. This is Janis Joplin with Big Brother and the Holding Company doing Down on Me. Lord, make this fucking thing work.
Alive and doing very, very well. Big, big, big brother in the Holding Company.
here's a piece I wrote against the war, and it's not out of date. I don't apologize for it. For all these people in the San Francisco Examiner and on TV who ridiculed people who protested the war, ho, ho, you were wrong. No, killing 100,000 Iraqis for profit is much worse than being wrong. As Richard Nixon used to say during the Vietnam War, now more than ever. You look like you're just the ripe age to be drafted. Does that even bother you? Still thinking about that? There was a sign at Jonestown behind Jim Jones's dead body, and it said, "Those who do not remember the past are condemned to repeat it. Those who do not remember the past are condemned to repeat it." Which would you rather sacrifice, your hot car or your life? Die for oil, sucker. Born on the firecracker 4th of July, raised on football and MTV, never felt what it's like to have to fight to stay free. Vietnam, just a time life book memory. The mask is off again, this time nobody cares, but you can't keep dancing when your legs are blown away. Die for oil, sucker. 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 You too can get your face shot off so arms race tycoons won't have to get a real job. The Cold War's over, it was all a mirage. We could use that money, we got problems to solve. But we're not allowed a chance at the peace dividend because our psycho president's got his head in the sand. Saddam Hussein's so egocentric, he even replaced Mickey Mouse on watches with his own face. Last spring he was our tyrant we thought we could use. We sold him his guns and his nerve gas, too. When he told our ambassador he was fixing to invade, April Glaspie told him, "No problem, Uncle Scam wouldn't care." What kind of a Bush League double cross is this? Cheap oil? The price has already gone up. This still could wind up making Hiroshima look like a picnic. And keep in mind, James Baker is a born-again Christian. Does he believe in Armageddon and the last generation? Die for oil, sucker. 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 You too can get your spinal cord snapped to save greedy kings from the greed of Iraq. Give your life for a country where women can't vote and people still get their hands and heads chopped off. In Saudi Arabia, they'll stone you to death for sleeping with another person's husband or wife. Women can't go out alone or show their face or even drive. And there's never elections. You can't even ask why. But they finally did outlaw slavery. In 1962, so progress is being made. And they're sitting on something we can learn to live without, but certain fat cats' bank accounts cannot. Oil. For this, you get to be all you can be. A dead Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines. Come home one of those deranged, unemployed vets. The kind they love to make TV cop shows about. Just like Tom Cruise in a wheelchair. No film royalties, 'cause nobody cares about you once you've been used to die for oil, sucker. 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 It'll kill the poor even faster than crack. Send them off to war, make sure they don't come back. Give them tanks that fall apart and helicopters that crash. 2,000 died in Panama because the stealth can't shoot straight. $800 million Batman plane, and it doesn't even work. No surprise when their idea of national security is toilet seats costing $1,800 bucks. And is it really worth it in this day and age to end up the winners of a World War III? Think about it. Once we take over that place, we'll never, ever be able to leave. Somehow we think we're gonna waltz right in to colonize their hearts and minds. But the Arab people are now so damn mad, we'll be lucky to get out of there alive. You think any of them want their kings to sell us oil? Think of the cost to keep our army there. When the only way left to bleed oil out of the ground is soldiers' guns treating Arabs like slaves. Or was that all part of the plan? Gotta put 400,000 NATO troops somewhere. They found a scam to extend the Cold War. It's called Die for Oil, sucker. 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 'Cause America the Beautiful is going to hell. We no longer make cars or TVs very well. Our economy's rigged on selling guns and making war. What happens when no one wants our products anymore? America the Powerful has hit a decline. Our cities and our people are falling apart. Malnutrition and infant mortality rates to rival damn near any third world slave state you name. Got one thing left to sell, that's the world police. A mercenary state to ensure there's no peace. We love doing your dirty work, but y'all gotta pay. Mob-style protection money to the U.S. of A. Rich thugs with no vision trying to save their empires. New World Order Mafia with them still in charge. Reducing America to a banana republic. Die for oil, sucker. What's so sick about this is there's a better way. Stop selling guns to Arabs and to Israel. Don't need to keep ourselves hostage to oil. Use our Star Wars know-how to build solar-powered cars. Won't need an army either. One clerk in the patent office might be all it would take to find blueprints for a solar car General Motors shelved away. But oh no, that's too simple, and there's money to be made, especially if you already have more than you ever need. For those of us who can't buy our way out like rich folks like Dan Quayle do, it's burn your draft card, burn the flag, and burn the Pentagon, too! That's why we got the world's first tabloid war. No bodies, no funerals, no wounded, no gore. Super Bowl every day where we always win. So much yellow ribbon we are hanging ourselves. That's what's so different from ugly Vietnam. Media that brought that war home's been bought out. General Electric controls NBC News. They want to sell weapons. They distort what we view. Can those rah-rah we love war polls be believed when so many of us everywhere are out in the streets? Pentagon Parrot Papers won't admit we exist. What that says to me is their owners are scared. That we will get as strong as they have in Berlin and tear down their walls and their new order scams. Yellow ribbon McCarthyism can't hold us too long. We support our troops most because we say, bring them home. So be all you can be. Say no to the Army, Air Force, Marines. Get off your butt before your butt's blown off. Don't die for oil. Don't be a sucker.
this morning with a bad hangover, and my penis was missing again. This happens all the time. It's detachable. This comes in handy a lot of the time. I can leave it home when I think it's going to get me in trouble, or I can rent it out when I don't need it. But now and then I go to a party, get drunk, and the next morning I can't, for the life of me, remember what I did with it. First I looked around my apartment and I couldn't find it, so I called up the place where the party was. They hadn't seen it either. I asked them to check the medicine cabinet, cause for some reason I leave it there sometimes, but not this time. So I told them if it pops up to let me know. I called a few people who were at the party, but they were no help either. I was starting to get desperate. I really don't like being without my penis for too long. It makes me feel like less of a man, and I really hate having to sit down every time I take a leak. After a few hours of searching the house and calling everyone I could think of, I was starting to get very depressed, so I went to the Kiev and ate breakfast. Then as I walked down 2nd Avenue towards St. Mark's Place, where all those people sell used books and other junk on the street, I saw my penis lying on a blanket next to a broken toaster oven. Some guy was selling it. I had to buy it off him. He wanted 22 bucks, but I talked him down to 17. I took it home, washed it off, and put it back on. I was happy again. Complete. People sometimes tell me I should get it permanently attached, but I don't know. Even though sometimes it's a pain in the ass, I like having a detachable penis.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message. It's not easy to be a man with a penis that does not function. So I know how hard it isn't to be John McCain. But I have good news. I believe there is a lot of hope. I know from experience that Sarah Palin is a good dominatrix, and she'll make a good bitch out of John McCain. And I believe she will be able to get him up without the use of penile function enhancing drugs. So, yes, in the wake of this penis pity party for the great presidential candidate McCain, who has promised to keep my tradition going, that you pray for his penis and trust in Sarah's ability to keep it up. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Said the presidential skeleton, I won't sign the bill. Said the speaker's skeleton, yes you will. Said the representative skeleton, I object. Said the Supreme Court skeleton, what do you expect? Said the military skeleton, by star bombs, said the upper class skeleton, starve unmarried moms, said the Yahoo skeleton, stop dirty art, said the right wing skeleton, forget about your heart. The Gnostic skeleton, the human form's divine, said the Christian coalition skeleton, no, it's not, it's mine, said the Buddha skeleton, compassion is wealth, said the corporate skeleton, it's bad for your health, said the old Christ skeleton, care for the poor, said the Son of God skeleton, AIDS needs cure, said the homophobe skeleton, gay folks suck, said the heritage policy skeleton, blacks are out of luck. Said the macho skeleton, women in their place. Said the fundamentalist skeleton, increase the human race. Said the right to life skeleton, fetus has a soul. Said the pro-choice skeleton, shout it up your hole. Said the downsized skeleton, robots got my job. Said the tough on crime skeleton, tear gas the mob. Said the governor's skeleton, cut school lunch. Said the mayor's skeleton, eat the budget crunch. Said the neoconservative skeleton, homeless off the street. Said the free market skeleton, use him up for meat. Said the think tank skeleton, free market's the way. Said the savings and loan skeleton, make the state pay. Said the Chrysler skeleton, pay for you and me, said the nuke power skeleton, and me, and me, and me, said the ecologic skeleton, keep skies blue, said the multinational skeleton, what's it worth to you? Said the NAFTA skeleton, get rich, free trade, said the maquiladora skeleton, sweatshops, low pay, said the rich gat skeleton, one world, high tech, said the underclass skeleton, get it in the neck, said the World Bank skeleton, cut down your trees, said the IMF skeleton, buy American cheese. Said the underdeveloped skeleton, we want rice. Said the developed nation's skeleton, set your bones for dice. Said the Ayatollah skeleton, die, writer, die. Said Joe Stalin's skeleton, that's no lie. Said the Middle Kingdom skeleton, we swallowed Tibet. Said the Dalai Lama skeleton, indigestion's what you get. Said the World Chorus skeleton, that's their fate. Said the USA skeleton, gotta save Kuwait. Said the petrochemical skeleton, roar bombers roar. Said the psychedelic skeleton, smoke a dinosaur. Said Nancy skeleton, just say no. Said the Rasta skeleton, blow Nancy blow. Skeleton, don't smoke pot. said the alcoholic skeleton. Let your liver rot, said the junkie skeleton. Can't we get a fix? Said the big brother skeleton. Jail the dirty pricks, said the mirror skeleton. Hey, good looking, said the electric chair skeleton. Hey, what's cooking? Said the talk show skeleton. Fuck you in the face, said the family values skeleton. My family values mace, said the New York Times skeleton. That's not fit to print, said the CIA skeleton. Can't you take a hint? Skeleton, believe my lies, said the advertising skeleton. Don't get wise, said the media skeleton. Believe you me, said the couch potato skeleton. What, me worry, said the TV skeleton. Eat sound bites, said the newscast skeleton. That's all, good night.
My name is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a very special one, as always. Sunday, September 7th, 2008, at RadioVolta.org, ReverendBookburn.com, and RadioForAll.com. .net. Asshole of the Week is actually plural. Asshole of the Week tonight goes to the brutal, psychopathically violent specialists in excess and extremism, the police and riot squads and their masters at the two political conventions, outside the Democratic National Convention and outside the Republican National Convention, with preemptive arrests, detaining without charges, and even affecting bystanders and journalists and reporters, including Amy Goodman. The information and the video footage is out there, much of it linked at ReverendBookburn.com. The information is available. People can see through the bullshit spins that are put on it. And you are Asshole of the Week. Alright, enough of those fart sounds, which began, of course, by Cheech from one of the Cheech and Chong movies. And speaking of Cheech and Chong, they are reunited. Yes, reunited and on tour, and I can't wait to see them. And you know that show is going to be killer. And please remember to buy a copy of AKA Tommy Chong, since the Nazis and the Drug Enforcement Agency stole 10,000 copies of AKA Tommy Chung. You heard before Asshole of the Week, Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Whore. Bongwater did Ride My Seesaw. Allen Ginsberg with Paul McCartney, Lenny Kay, and Philip Glass did The Ballad of the Skeletons. King Missile did Detachable Penis. Jello Biafra did Die for Oil, Sucker, the higher octane version from his I Blow Minds for a Living spoken word CD. Before Jello, you heard Green Jelly doing Anarchy in the UK from the soundtrack to the Flintstones movie, and started off with Janis Joplin with Big Brother and the Holding Company doing Down on Me. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been McCain's Penis Pity Party and those horny palins. And the only guest left standing is Sarah Pollen, who I guess is done beating the shit out of her pregnant daughter. And let's see, Reverend Banghur has left, and Dr. Frankenstein has left, having already explained how he invented or created and recreates the insane McCain brain. So, Sarah, breathing heavy, I guess you're really adrenaline flowing from all of this beating that you do. I guess we'll just cut right to the main question. Are you the dominatrix for John McCain?
Of course I am. Even without the glasses, any idiot can see that. And I can get him up. I mean, not completely, but I know what to do. I have to make a little bit of extra effort. I have to give him about 2 to 3 times greater a dosage of Viagra than used by Bob Dole. And then I found the key to getting him to be halfway down the road to sexual function. I put him in a POW cage. That's right. I put him in a cage and I yell at him and I interrogate him and I make him tell me party secrets and things about the war. And then I administer discipline and start a merciless punishment. And he starts saying all kinds of wussy things to me, like, watch out for my war wound, and all this other shit. And I go right for it. And by the end of the session, he is my bitch. He should be my vice presidential candidate. And then his shrunken member starts to show a little teeny weeny sign of life. It doesn't get all the way up, but it's part way there. So go on and have your little penis pity party. I know that I'm going to get him up. If it takes a war to do it. And that daughter of mine is dead meat if she says one more word publicly that embarrasses me. And same with that shithead who knocked her up.
Okay, thank you, Governor Pollen, for staying with us long after you were done beating up your daughter. And thanks to all of our guests who are here tonight. Tonight's theme has been McCain's Penis Pity Party / Those Horny Pollens. And I'd like to thank Sarah Pollen for being a live guest, as well as Bristol Pollen and her fetus. Thanks to Dr. Frankenstein for explaining the creation and recreation of the insane McCain brain. And thank you to Reverend Banghur for giving us a rather strong Christian view of the pollen fetus and controversy. Next week on The Reverend Is In, the Taliban pregnancy counseling and information and details, the playlist always available at reverendbookburn.com. To write to me, write Rev Bookburn at sjcdc.org. The Reverend on MySpace, myspace.com/reverendbookburn. And YouTube channel, youtube.com/revbookburn. So we'll see you next week for the Taliban pregnancy counseling and more shows, more guests to come in the upcoming weeks. The schedule kind of loosening up for a temporary phase. And let's see, we will have to play a farewell tune for our guests and then get out of here. Let's keep it soft and sweet and on a positive note, like some people are always encouraging us to do. And I figured, what better than to play a track by Damage Plan featuring the late, great Dimebag from their Newfound Power CD. This is entitled Fuck You. Good night.
is a slimy lizard with an expensive suit. Gonna run your corporation. Go on and kiss some ass. You can buy up half of the nation, but you can't buy class. You bastards think it's funny lying empty in all your life. Think all there is money. Got your future wrapped up tight. Just cause you got the power, that don't mean you got the right. You can take my fingers, buddy. You can take my eyes. You can take my past and future. It won't make you wise. You can have me thrown in jail. You can steal my booze. You can even steal my mail. Step on my blue suede shoes. You bastards might be clever. Got it mapped out in black and white. But remember, you can never teach a dog to stand upright. Just cause you got the power, that don't mean you got the right. Not just cause you got the power, that don't mean you got the right. How now? How now? Shoot me down.
Your ass, that you are anybody.